This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition's uproar on various issues. When the House assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the concerned ministers laid the papers related to their ministries. After that, presiding officer P.C. Mohan tried to take up the discussion on General Budget 2026-27, but the opposition members continued with their sloganeering. The chair urged the protesting members to take part in the discussion and allow the House to function. Intervening, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged the opposition members to allow the proceedings of the House as the precious time of Parliament is being lost due to the disruption. He alleged that opposition members deliberately come to the well of the House to create ruckus. Despite the appeal from the presiding officer and minister, the opposition members continued with their protest, resulting in the adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Talking to the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Congress women MPs crossing over to the Treasury bench and even reaching near the Prime Minister's seat in the House last week is a shameful act. He said the BJP MPs, especially the women MPs, have lodged a strong complaint to the Lok Sabha Speaker against the behaviour of the Congress MPs.
The BJP MPs, especially the women MPs, have lodged a strong complaint to the Lok Sabha Speaker against the behavior of the Congress MPs. The Congress MPs, with a design, crossed over to the Treasury side. They crossed the bench where Honorable Prime Minister sits and they went beyond towards the Treasury side and they almost laid the siege of the entire area. And we had to control our BJP NDA MPs.
Union Minister Chirag Paswan today accused Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi of wasting the entire budget session due to his insistence on a single issue. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Paswan said opposition colleagues, including regional party leaders, could not speak on the President's address and the budget due to the stubbornness of Mr. Gandhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will deliver the keynote address at the National Conference on Tackling Cyber-Enabled Frauds and Dismantling the Ecosystem in New Delhi this afternoon. On the occasion, he will inaugurate the new cyber crime branch of the Central Bureau of Investigation. He will also launch the State Cyber Crime Coordination Centre dashboard of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The plastic sector has welcomed the interim trade agreement between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashvani News, former chairman of Plastic Export Promotion and Plastic Product Exporter Arvind Goenka said the deal will provide new opportunities to boost trade in the sector.
I am Arvind Goenka. This India-America trade deal presents a very big opportunity for our plastic industry to expand our business and increase exports. Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Honorable Minister Piyush Goyal conducted tough negotiations and succeeded in limiting the tariff for India to 18%, which is lower than that of all other Asian countries.
The carpet industry also hailed the India-US trade deal. Vice Chairman of Carpet Export Promotion Council Aslam Mehboob said reduction of the tariff from 50% to 18% will inject new energy and excitement in the carpet sector.
Because 60% of our work from the US, as soon as the FTA came into effect, tariff will come down to 18% from 50%. The step taken by the government of India is a beneficial deal for the industry, because the industry was already going through a lot of turmoil and was in a very difficult phase. Our work had already declined by 22%. This move will give us new energy and renewed enthusiasm to get back to work, and it is being widely welcomed across the industry.
In Meghalaya, the death toll has risen to 28 in the mine explosion at Minsungat, which took place on Thursday, with one injured person succumbing to injuries. Teams of NDRF, SDRF, Special Rescue Team, Police and District Administration are engaged in the search and rescue operation. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, the Netherlands were 40-1 in 4.5 overs against Namibia in the Group A clash at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi when reports last came in. Early after being invited to bat first, Namibia scored 156-8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.